It's a familiar experience for thousands of people in the WAMC listening area. You drive to a Metro North station, park, and catch a train. Now, parking costs could be going up, but a vote on the proposal has been postponed. The proposal would raise parking fees nearly 14% at 25 Harlem, Hudson, and New Haven line stations east of the Hudson River. The plan would also eliminate free Saturday parking on both sides of the river. Democratic State Senator Pete Harkin represents the 40th District, which includes parts of Westchester, Putnam, and Dutchess counties.
It's outrageous. It's another money grab by the MTA. It's going to impact the hardworking families of the Hudson Valley. The riders I represent pay the highest fares, they have the longest rides, and they have the fewest amenities.
Lawmakers on the other side of the Hudson River are also upset over the proposed increases. Republican Assemblyman Colin Schmidt wrote to MTA Chairman and CEO Patrick Foy, saying any increase is an injustice when the agency's capital plan gives short shrift to his region.
I wanted to let the Chairman and CEO know how I felt and how it's going to impact my constituents, not only financially, but in many ways, make it just a little bit more difficult for them. We can't have that. So I asked him to oppose and not allow any increases, any changes at all. Leave it the way it is. Any increase that hurts our commuters, hurts our families, hurts our community, and it's unacceptable, especially until they figure out their MTA capital plan to do right by Orange County, Rockland County, and the entire Hudson Valley. So until they can figure that out, they have no right to discuss any additional burden on my residents.
Schmidt's 99th district includes parts of Orange County and Stony Point in Rockland County. Some of his constituents cross the river to take Metro North trains, primarily out of Beacon, as do Newburgh area residents in Democratic State Senator James Skoufis's district.
I join my colleagues in urging the MTA to take another look at this. I understand that there are budget constraints, but this was unexpected. No one in the legislature heard or saw of this coming.
An MTA spokesman says the proposal remains unchanged at this time, and the November vote was rescheduled for December 18th. Skoufis urges the MTA to reconsider the increase.
We made some significant progress north of New York City this year vis-a-vis the Capital program and making sure that the Hudson Valley got more attention from the MTA over the next 5 years. This would be a small step backwards if they didn't move forward and adopt these parking rate increase.
Again, Harkham.
Taking away the Saturday parking, you're now punishing seniors and people on fixed incomes who used to take advantage of the weekend parking. It's going to hurt merchants in the downtown hamlets of these towns and villages. So the plan is ill-conceived, and as I said before, it's nothing more than a money grab.
Democratic Hudson Valley Assemblyman Jonathan Jacobson issued a statement with 11 of his colleagues opposing the proposed parking fee hikes, which, in his district, would impact the cities of Beacon and Poughkeepsie. He says the proposal would increase the daily parking rate in Poughkeepsie from $3.75 to $4.50, and the annual permit fee $358 to $394. In Beacon, the daily rate would increase from $3.50 to $4.25, and the yearly permit from $298 to $328 for residents and from $358 to $394 for non-residents. On November 1st, Jacobson attended a meeting between Metro North leadership and members of the assembly, but says the Metro North officials did not mention the proposed increases. Jacobson and others say they first learned of the proposed hikes in local media over Veterans Day weekend. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.